First, every spring, the Wisconsin Conservation Congress holds spring hearings in each of the state's counties asking citizens for input on a variety of topics. They take those responses into account when advising the Natural Resources Board on possible policy changes for the DNR. This is the first year the spring hearings took place entirely virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic, and there was a big response. Larry Bondi is chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Larry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on.
Before, Larry, we dig into the results, you know, some people live and breathe Conservation Congress. Other people of the state might not be as familiar with it. Can you tell us what it is and what you do?
It's something really unique. We're the only state in the nation where you have a citizen advisory body, and we're recognized in statute as an advisory capacity to the Natural Resources Board, which sets policy for the Department of Natural Resources. It really gives the average citizen incredible input on resource management, and we're very lucky to have something so special in Wisconsin.
And what's the role of these spring hearings?
The spring hearing is to take, and this year was simply advisory questions, but on some years there are rule change proposals. There were three different sets of questions. There were some questions proposed by the Department of Natural Resources that were advisory. There were a handful of advisory questions by the Natural Resources Board. And then there were a handful of questions, about 30 questions from Wisconsin Conservation Congress that were advisory questions that came from citizens' resolutions that were brought to our spring hearings in a particular county last year. And then this year they come as we review those and they come back as advisory questions, the ones that cut the mustard, so to say.
And again, before we get to the questions themselves, let's get into the how. Usually you do most of this in person, I believe. What was it like to scramble and make sure you could do this all virtually?
Well, I never would have thought last year, when was the first year that we ever implemented any type of online input option, that we, a year later, we'd be in a situation where we couldn't have any type of live in-person responses simply because of the pandemic issue. So I think that we got extremely lucky that the Congress had the foresight to try something very new last year. Typically, we get, you know, anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 responses in person. Last year, with the first year with the online, we had about 8,000 online responses. This year, we had a record of 65,000 online responses that gave us input on the variety of advisory questions we have. The only time we've ever had anything even remotely close was a year when they proposed the dove hunting season we have in Wisconsin. And at that time, we had over 30,000 people show up. So we doubled our previous record.
Wow. I remember those days. You could guarantee the phones ringing off the hook when we talked about that here on the Ideas Network. Well, let's get into some of the headline issues that were on the surveys this year, Larry. And one big one was the idea of extending gun deer season. Can you talk about what proposals were out there?
So there were several proposals. There was one from the Natural Resources Board that would actually make a 19-day firearm season starting the same day that we currently started, the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And the reason I believe the Natural Resources Board chose that is because they can only deal with rules, and currently it's in statute when we open our deer season. However, the Congress did propose a different question that would move the season up to around the 15th of November, and very similar to what Michigan has, and propose a 15-day firearm season there. Interesting enough that, you know, I've been in this game with the Congress for just about 30 years, and I've seen questions like this, extending our firearm season or creating something similar to Michigan where we start early. And Wisconsin has always been a bit of traditionalist when it comes to our deer hunters. Deer hunting creates incredible passion, incredible participation. And so I wasn't really overly surprised that the results mirrored attempts in the past to extend the firearm season, and they failed.
And pretty substantially, if I read it right.
Yes, yes.
Now, one of the arguments, Larry, for extending the season, I think, was that we're not seeing the participation, not seeing people pick up the tradition of hunting the way they used to. This might give people more opportunities. Is that that fundamental topic? Are we seeing enough people getting into hunting? Is that something that Conservation Congress members are worried about?
Clearly, Wisconsin is no different than any other state. Every state in the nation has seen a decline in hunting participation. And, you know, luckily, Wisconsin, we're not losing hunters quite as fast as other states, but there's no doubt that we're very concerned about this. So every time we look at these proposals, we try to listen to what people are telling us And, you know, last year and in 2019, we had a rather poor results from our deer hunting season. We didn't have the harvest that everybody expected. However, the way the calendar works, it was one of the latest openers that we could possibly have, and the deer were pretty much wrapping up their rut activity, which is when they're the most active. And the harvest was down, and I think that there was a lot of anxiety and angst from people that, you know, how are we going to continue to get people be interested in our activities if they don't harvest and they don't see deer? So I think it was an honest attempt to try to get some consensus on how we should recruit and retain some of our hunters.
Talking to Larry Bondi, chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, looking at their spring survey, all online this year, a lot of response to it. Let's get into some of the other issues that came up here. There were a lot of things, the idea of a no hunting period before the start of gun season, things are related to crossbow hunting of deer. Anything stand out to you from some of those different topics?
You know, the crossbow issue was something that came to Wisconsin only a handful of years ago. And when the legislature instituted a crossbow season, they made a separate season from the vertical bow for the whole purpose that there was a lot of concern that the crossbows would fire a more effective weapon and people are going to be harvesting a lot more deer. Hence, there could be fewer deer in the landscape by the time the firearm season starts, especially bucks. Every hunter wants a buck. We have more than enough antlerless in the state. But the big prize is to harvest a deer with antlers, a buck. And so there was the Natural Resources Board chose to throw that question out there if we wanted to alter our season, shorten some of the crossbow season, and make it more equitable, so to say. They were looking at different number statistics of who is harvesting numbers at what rate. And again, they put those out for public opinion. And much to my surprise, actually, people are okay with the status quo, and they don't really want to alter their our newfound crossbow season.
Lurking behind some of the ideas that were rejected by Conservation Congress members, extending the deer season, the gun deer season, concerns about baiting and feeding of deer, earn a buck, I think they thought about bringing that back. That was rejected. Concerns about chronic wasting disease and trying to stop its spread among the Wisconsin deer herd. Are there chronic wasting disease efforts that you see Conservation Congress members getting behind?
Yeah, the Conservation Congress is very supportive of CWD efforts to somehow curtail the spread and try to do whatever we can to keep it contained as much as possible. When we bring questions to the public, and I think when the Natural Resources Board asked a question about the baiting and feeding issue, everybody knows that concentrating animals through artificial bait and feed is not good for other health issues, even beyond CWD, like tuberculosis and other issues. And so they put the question out about baiting and feeding, and yet what really surprised me is the people that responded that gave us input, they're still supporting a practice that we know is not very good in a disease situation. So it is sort of interesting that people claim there is the concern, and yet when we put these questions out to the public, they want to continue a practice that we know isn't really the right thing for the health of our deer herd.
I want to get back to the issue of, bringing a new generation of hunters in. And I know organizations and I think the DNR have had programs over the years. Is this something the Conservation Congress is looking at? How do we introduce this to maybe people who grew up with hunting and got away with it, or bringing in people who didn't grow up with it and getting into it now?
Yeah, there's no doubt the Congress has been working very hard and in partnership with the Department of Natural Resources to try to recruit and retain our hunters. You know, what we always forget is things are constantly changing. We all long for the past, and there's no doubt that we need our sportsmen because currently they're the main funders of conservation in this state. And without the dollars that they spend, who's going to fund conservation? And we also need the sporting community to continue to manage the burgeoning deer populations and other animal populations that we have in the state. So it's very important, and we have been working on that. Nobody's found the silver bullet. We see certain glimmers of hope, but we also know that there's demands on people's time in society now that they're sort of unprecedented. People work different hours, longer hours. There's a lot of different activities for youth and parents to partake in outside of the old traditional hunting and fishing and trapping consumptive sports. And we also have a lot less people living in rural settings where that was sort of a subsistence issue where we lived off the land to a certain extent. We got our licenses and we made sure we had fishing game in the freezer for food. And that's not quite as important as it was in the past. And somehow we got to turn that dial and find the people who we know people love the outdoors. We just got to get them connected to our consumptive sports.
As we wrap up, Larry, if there are people who think of themselves as sporting types, but who haven't got involved with the Conservation Congress, how do they do that?
If you go to the DNR and you click Conservation Congress, it's actually on their main menu page. We have our own website within the Department of Natural Resources website, and you can search everything that we have on our website, and including how to become a member. And if you're not an adult and you have some interest, there's also something called the Youth Conservation Congress, which is sort of our recruiting tool to get people who are younger that have conservation interests involved in our process.
Larry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Okay, thank you very much for allowing me some time.
That's Larry Bondi, chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. We talked to him today about the overwhelming response to the Congress's first ever digital-only spring hearings questionnaire.